Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm with Adnan Adil, Vice President of Infrastructure Engineering at GoDaddy. Welcome, Adnan. How is it going?
It's been going great. Thank you for having me.
So GoDaddy is a very famous company, but why don't you start by talking about GoDaddy services and your role in the organization?
Sure. So GoDaddy is a global company. We have several businesses, domain, web hosting, presence, and security. Our customer base is about 18 million. It's growing about a million a year. The work I do is infrastructure space. I'm responsible for our data centers and our servers and services that we provide to our customers. It's a lot of the engineering, both for private as well as public cloud.
Now, you work with a very wide range of enterprises in delivering capabilities, infrastructure, and SaaS solutions to customers. What are the key challenges that customers come to you with in terms of what they're trying to solve for their businesses? And why does your choice of IT infrastructure matter into how you're able to address those challenges for customers?
Yeah, so our customers are small businesses, the DIY-yourself kind. Many of them do this as a side hustle. So they find our services very helpful for the work they're looking to do. So we light up all the services they need, from having a website to doing email campaigns to keeping track of sales, all of those things. And those are done on our platform. This has been a service we've been providing since 1997 and a service that's been growing globally at this time.
GoDaddy recently made a shift in IT infrastructure strategy towards hybrid clouds. Tell me about why you did that, and what does this enable GoDaddy to deliver more efficiently and more nimbly for customers?
Yeah, so our customer base, as I mentioned, is global. So currently, we have data centers in 14 different locations. We have about 3,000 racks. One of the things we're finding is as we get more global and as we get to more and more infrastructure, we need to have different services. So public cloud is one way embracing. We recently signed a contract with AWS that's allowing us to go to other markets than we can. So infrastructure, as you know, is fairly broad. For us, having a mixture of our own data centers and our own private cloud, in addition to public cloud, is the way we're looking to go forward.
Now, many people come to GoDaddy for delivery of particular workloads to fuel their businesses or their side hustles. I guess you could call them as well. What has GoDaddy done in terms of focusing on workload optimization to ensure that the infrastructure is providing the best application experience for the customer, but also at the most efficient cost for GoDaddy's data center environment?
We take an engineering view to looking at costs. So what I mean by that is we use the latest engineering principles to be able to make sure that the products we provide our infrastructure and have the right capability for our customers. So with that in mind, many of our workloads are on-prem. We have a few that are in the public cloud. Our public cloud is going to be something we're going to do over perhaps 5 to 7 years. So we're early in the transition right now. As we do that, we'll continue to make investments in our private cloud as well. So for example, next year, as we move many of the workloads to the public cloud, we'll make investments in our European data centers, for example. We'll be upgrading those. We'll still be deploying servers and workloads in those data centers as well as the ones we have in other parts of our fleet.
When you look at the decision to bring some workloads to public cloud and leaving others in your private cloud, what is driving your decision points there and what kind of benefits are you looking for in terms of that migration?
So a lot of things we have to do, for example, security is paramount. So we want to make sure that our products are secure, the services are secure, so there's no impact to ultimately our customers we have. Security is a big consideration. The type of workloads is influenced by our roadmaps. So we have a fairly robust product roadmap, and those are influencing which products, you know, we put at any one time on our infrastructure. We are fairly early in this journey, so we are learning. Originally, our thought was we would do what's called deploy anywhere. that is at the same workload and have it be available both in a private cloud and a public cloud. Over time, as we did more analysis and we got into engineering, we found that that was going to be extremely hard and perhaps very expensive to be able to do that. So now we're looking to have optimized workloads and a specific workload that will live either in our on-prem side or in our public cloud side. So that's the way we've been doing our latest work, and much of that is underway now. We're seeing, you know, quite a bit of success with that new shift in strategy.
Now, I know that you've worked closely with the Intel team on optimization of your infrastructure, including the use of the Xeon Scalable platform. Can you talk about that and how you've tuned those platforms for targeted workloads?
Yeah, so Intel has been a partner for us for over a decade, perhaps longer. Xeon is certainly a scalable platform. So for our workloads, we have six different SKUs, two for compute, two for high performance, and two for scale-out storage. All of those are based on the Xeon platform. So there is the ability to be able to use different chipsets, the ability to use different storage products, all have been very helpful for us. And also the price points have been very good for us. In addition, we find that Intel is a very good partner to work with. The engineering support, the after sales support, as well as the POCs ahead of time, all those are very helpful for us.
You've rolled out new services on your public cloud as well as your continued services on your private cloud. Can you tell me a little bit about any customer response to the new capabilities that you're offering or any differentiation in terms of the benefits that customers have been receiving?
Yeah, the good thing is our customers don't really know whether the service is running on the public cloud or private cloud, and that's by design. So that, you know, the customers really have to worry about the experience, and that's how we measure it. All the other things we hide behind the scenes from infrastructure and product point of view. So for end customers have no impact or don't have any visibility to it. It's more of the infrastructure work we do, the work we do with the product teams to make sure that they have the right product and the right services so that ultimately they can build the experience for our customers. And that has actually gone fairly well for us.
Fantastic. One final question for you, Adnan. For folks who want to engage with GoDaddy around a service, where would you send them?
I would say to go to our care site, so godaddy.com. That would be the first place to start. We have a fantastic website where you can go look at many of our services.
Fantastic. Well, Adnan, thank you so much for being here today. It's a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back again someday.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.